This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, including all the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. And don't forget follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to converse with us here for the next couple of segments, it is none other than Ron Edwards. There they are.
Yeah.
Going wild in the aisle. Getting ready to jump off the porch up there. No, don't do that. Okay, there you go. So we got them all in there. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Rahm, we've had a little change in things because the news changes at night, and it did last night. And a couple of the big things that are out there, did you see the poll, the most recent poll, that has Donald Trump over Joe Biden by 10 points and Kamala Harris by 13? Did you see that poll?
I did see that.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, but I wasn't surprised.
Well, I'm not either, but I'll tell you this much. It's amazing how fast, Biden is going in the toilet.
Well, that's good. I hope the toilet flushes.
Yep, and I made a comment yesterday. I said, you see those numbers, folks? That's Joe Biden's career dissipation light.
Yeah, and it's going to continue. It's going to get much deeper than that down the crapper because Joe Biden is determined to do what he's doing and to get the results of what he's doing, which is destroying this country, mm-hmm. or turning it into something that you and I would detest for the rest of our lives. And so it's going to continue to happen, which is a good thing. I think it's Biden's going to end up achieving what I thought Ali Obama would, and that things would get so bad and in such a way that it would be the slap across the face of America that would wake her up, and that she would permanently make different choices. And mm-hmm. I think it will be Biden who achieves that.
Yep. Okay. Let's go to the phone line, Mary. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I was going to ask, which of these bills has a red flag law in there that if you're ex-military, you will be more susceptible to the red flag law where you cannot own a weapon?
It's in the NDAA.
Excuse me?
It's in the National Defense Bill Act.
Now, did that pass yet?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So
in the House, not the Senate. In the House, not the Senate.
But 135 Republicans voted for that, correct?
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what she's talking about, right, Ron?
Detail me.
Okay, the red flag law is on the guns. Okay, the guns.
Yeah,
they can.
I'm familiar with that.
Right.
Well, see, this is the thing. This is why Will Rogers long ago said that it's not a dime worth the difference between the two parties.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans had no business voting for that, in my opinion. If you stand for the Second Amendment, what are you doing? But the Republicans, many Republicans, are nothing more than warmed over Democrats. They're great pretenders. And they, too, are going to suffer in the election situation if they don't change their ways. We have to do a better job, too. We have to use better discernment when it comes to picking these knuckleheads because, well, you know, many of them say the right things during the election process, and then, bam, they get in. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. They're grabbing their ankles and letting the Democrats have it again. Bohica, here it comes again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Republicans, you know, you guys got to wake up in the Republican Party.
Well, here's the deal. I believe we're going to have one hell of a tsunami coming up in 2022. I really do. I see it. I hear it. I can smell it. I can taste it. And now we've got Donald Trump acting like as if he's going to run. Which he did everything but say so for Saturday night in Perry, Georgia. But the thing of it is if he can get a Congress behind him, in other words, if he gets a House of Representatives that comes in and a Senate that comes in, he can get a lot of stuff done and correct all this wrong that's been done to us by Joe Biden in the last 250-some-odd days.
Yes, that's true. If, and that's a big question, because so many Republicans disdain Donald, because, I don't know, whether because he's not globalist, because they think in some cases he's too conservative, whatever. But there's a lot of Republicans who do not like the guy, so he's got to watch out, including, for example, in Wyoming, the lady that he's supporting to go against Liz Cheney, she is a great friend of Liz Cheney. And remember, not long ago, she called Trump names, and now because he says, well, I choose her, well, all of a sudden, he's a great president. Of course, that's what she's going to say so she can get in there. He's got to do a better job of ferreting people out to give his greater.
Well, that's part of what the 6 points were that I talked about here in the last hour, which we may get into here in a minute, because there's six different points, and that was one of the problems that he had was the people he put in there. He didn't go and vet them properly. Hold that thought. We're coming back with more on the Captain America Third Watch. Taking a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Don't go nowhere. We're coming back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, and the Edwards Notebook is coming right up here. Remember, Moss Nissan has got a bunch of locations to serve you. Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville, Florida. You heard me right, Brooksville, Florida. Looking forward to going up there. By the way, check more out about them at themossnissan.com. That's M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. And don't forget, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their goal. You can test drive the Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you when you get a hold of them, because that will give you another discount off your price. Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. Check them out today. All right, here comes an Edwards Notebook.
It's bad enough the leftist Democrats do not know how to enjoy the alleged technically enhanced victory of 2020, but they also want to ban a perfectly legitimate internet-based business site. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, you've probably seen those Donald J. Trump coffee mugs with the inscription, "Joe, you know I won," and signed by Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. Personally, I think they look rather nice. And they're a great example of Trump's humor, which is a lot more than I can say about the Democrats who are unable to simply accept and enjoy their Dominion-enhanced victory. Oh, no. Democrat socialists like AOC, they are now determined to use everything in their power to silence both opinions and true facts when they do not align with their wicked philosophy. The Democrats also have threatened to shut down the website that markets the Trump mugs. I guess I'll put in my order for that one right now. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go, Ron Edwards and the Edwards Notebook. All right, come on back in here, Mr. Ron Edwards.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I want to tell everybody that I'm about to do something here. And hold on a minute, because I got to have this little... Pretty good. Today is iced coffee, by the way. But, folks,
it's the best.
Folks, you can go to theronedwards.com, the website, and check out the little display that's there for Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And you'll get a RE20 promo code. That's the code to save you 20% discount on buying coffee there. And I'll tell you what, it is a good cup of coffee. Now, I'm drinking iced coffee today, so I guess that doesn't count. If it's good iced coffee, it's got to be good coffee, right?
It's excellent. Absolutely.
And it's the coffee that you want where?
Well, you always want it in your cup.
There you go.
It's non-acidic, and it's the best, folks.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Waiting very patiently has been Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, go ahead.
Good morning, Captain. Yes. In regards to this red flag law, the former president, President Trump, endorsed that red flag law. It was brought to him by his daughter. And I just don't understand why everybody, you know, everyone's putting the blame on the Democrats because she was trying to get this thing through Congress with President Trump endorsed. Now, I just don't, you know, I used to back this president 110%. Now, I'm kind of waning on my enthusiasm for the former president, because things like that, you know, he should have never even entertained it, and that's what he did. So I mean, to an assault on our Second Amendment, the president Donald John Trump endorsed this red flag law.
Okay.
So I mean, I believe he's an undercover Democrat, but.
Okay.
Still got time to redeem himself.
All right.
So,
thank you.
You go back and go do your research.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Okay. Now, Ron, you heard what he said.
Yeah.
But if the law passes right now, who's the president?
Joe Biden. That's the last.
So who's going to get the credit for passing him?
Joe Biden. That's
thank you. But here's the deal, and I do know the story behind it. I'm very much aware of it. But I also know that it should be left up to the states, in my opinion. But that's just me. And, oh, by the way, even though it passed in the House, it doesn't mean it's going to pass in the Senate.
Correct.
So that's the one thing we have to look forward to. We'll see.
Yep. That's what we're hanging our hats on.
Yeah. Now, I talked to you off air about this situation that we've got here. With the 6 points that I talked about earlier with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And I just want to run this down through you, because I think you might have an interesting take on this. First of all, it's whether or not the Trump vibe, you know, his vibe will work in 2024. It worked in 2016, but a lot's changed since then. And if Trump's not changed and it's not unusual for people to change, then we need to assess whether or not America is ready for another all-consuming era of Trump. But I'm telling you, with these poll numbers I see, they're ready now.
Yeah, they're ready, because, first of all, most people are not stupid. And under Trump, whether you like him or not, the country was getting better and better and better,
sure.
Stronger, not only domestically, but internationally, too. Relationships with our nations were improving, even with people as unreasonable as Kim Jong-un and Putin and others. So, yeah, it was much better, and people are waking up, or the majority of people are waking up and seeing, man, it was better. And they're concerned about what's happening to our country today.
And secondly, will this be about his justifiable anger over the last election, or about future conservative victories? What do you think?
Concerned about his anger? No. It's more about principles, more about the conservative values being re-engaged. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I agree with you. And third, can he keep the establishment from taking him out? Now, this is going to be a problem, because he managed to defeat the deep state's Russiagate gambit and the various impeachments and the nonstop media attacks. But if Trump gets 10% of the asterisks that they call out there for president you-know-who, he'd be up to 75% in the polls. Think about that for a minute. But the backlash would not stop. So hopefully he can finally put these people to sleep.
Absolutely. Another thing he's got to put to sleep is the goings-on, the alleged goings-on that occurred electronically. and that needs to be cleaned up. Mm-hmm. If that is true, because we don't clean that up, we'll be right back in the same situation.
And this is the big thing right here, in my opinion. He didn't have the right people there. I don't know why he let these people slip in that he did. But that first secretary said he had wrecked somebody or another.
Yeah, he wrecked.
He was horrible. He was horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he also managed to hire Christopher Wray. That was Trump. And Mark Milley.
Yep.
That was Trump.
Yes.
And that was a big mistake.
Yeah, he was great in business. He was a genius in business. But when it came to government, people can fool you, and they have you thinking they are with you. But the boy, when they get in power, they're real.
All right.
Whatever.
Hold on a second. We're going to take a call. And by the way, can you stick around for another segment?
Oh yeah. Why not?
I got way too much stuff here that we need to talk about. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's your question?
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's what happens with a lot of these people. But anyway, on to my question. I saw where the FBI is now going to start investigating hate crimes as people can call them in. And I think we need to refurbish this FBI. There's a lot of, they're not the agency they used to be. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, but the problem with that is, Ron, the hate crimes they're going to investigate are the ones that fall now under federal law.
And if you don't agree, a lot of it has to do with politics.
Mm-hmm.
It has not to do with actual criminal activity. It has to do with politics.
Correct.
And if you're a Constitution lover, things of that nature. And so you can be deemed an extremist. He's a patriot. We've got to watch out for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And your neighbor could call on you for the least probable things. And, this is a very dangerous direction.
Mm-hmm.
The possibility that the country's going in.
Yeah. Real quick before we hit the break here. He needs to show that he's gotten woke to the fact that the established media is his enemy. He needs to work with guys, he and his team needs to work with guys like you and like me that reach a different audience altogether, the audience that he's trying to reach. He'd be preaching to the choir, and that would help him in the long run, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what he needs desperately because, it's not the same as when he was in the business world where, it's not about politics, it's about making money. And I guess he thought he had the same kind of pull in politics as he had in business.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Florida red flag law was all set to go by former Governor Rick Scott after the Parkland school shooting. Okay, hold on, folks. I'm going to come back with Ron Edwards, and we're going to give you a little bonus because we got a lot more stuff to talk about.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sharply divided U.S. Senate failed on Monday to advance a measure to suspend the federal debt ceiling and avoid a government shutdown. The near party line vote of 48 yeas against 50 noes fell short of the 60 votes needed to push the bill. Democrats who control both chambers of Congress now have just 3 days to find another way to keep the government operating beyond Thursday. South Korea's military officials confirmed Tuesday that North Korea military had fired a short-range missile toward its eastern sea. North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations defended the latest launch in remarks to the UN General Assembly, demanding the United States and South Korea end their hostile policy against the country. An Arizona judge Monday ruled the state's ban on mask mandates in schools and other measures are unconstitutional. Attorney General Mark Brnovich tweeted Monday he will appeal the ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
All right, Kyle, I'd be more than happy to take it away. And before we get back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and the Ron Edwards American Experience, whose show I will be on today, more about that in a minute, I want to tell you about Relief Factor, my friends over there, Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, I have been taking Relief Factor for about 6 years now, a little bit more than 6 years, and I started it because I wanted to get off the Mobic and Flexerol I was taking, which, of course, are narcotics, and I didn't want to keep taking them because they had weird things that they would put you through. You'd be tired when you weren't supposed to be. You'd be sore when you weren't supposed to be sore. And, I mean, all that crap. Well, I'll tell you what. I found Relief Factor, and I'm glad I did, because the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all natural, help your body with its natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates pain by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Can't beat that. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Can't beat that either. It's good for you. And it supports healthy joints and muscles and helps in the healing process, too. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's all it takes to get it started. And you do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And if you forget about the last thing, captain, and you just put relieffactor.com, when it asks you for the referral, just write in the word captain on your computer, and boom, you're there. So anyway, That's the deal. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All you got to lose is pain. Okay, Ron Edwards is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We have a question, and we were going to talk about this anyway. We have a question from Quint. And Quint is in Seattle, Washington. That's one of our great favorite places where we like to have listeners call us from. And his question is about the Arizona audit. What is going on there, and are they in fact going to audit the cyber ninjas? Were they audited, or what happened there with that?
Well, it seems that the audit revealed that 15,035 mail-in votes in Maricopa County were from voters who had moved prior to the registration deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was another 6,591 mail-in votes came from voters who had moved out of Arizona prior to the registration deadline, and 1,718 mail-in votes came from voters who moved within Arizona but out of Maricopa prior to the registration deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, when you sign the affidavit that comes with the ballot, you are legally attesting to living at the address that exists in the registration.
Yep.
So, and it goes on and on. There's more details, but let's see. They said that also it was highlighted several implausible statistics, such as that while there was a 52.6% increase from 2016 to 2020 in the number of early voting ballots, Maricopa County reported a decrease in signature mismatches of 59.7%. This inverse relationship requires explanation, and then they recommended a full audit of even the signatures.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on and on. There's a bunch more numbers and stuff like that, but I hope this helps, you know, in answering the question.
Well, if you just take a look at the numbers, Donald Trump lost Arizona by 11,000 and change, right?
That's what it says, yeah.
Yeah, the numbers that you just popped up, the first one was 15,000. That was enough to win the state. Never mind the other 6,000 that was in there. Add that to
correct.
There. And whatever the other number was in there. But that was more than enough to win the state. However, because there is nothing in place to make the changes, we have to, that's got to be the next thing we do. If the Republicans take control of the House and the Senate, changes have to be made in giving us a way to correct a situation like this, and if it ever happens again, and I have reason to believe it would.
Oh, yeah, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to change, and all of a sudden, not like they had a come-to-Jesus moment. But here's the thing. We need to get rid of certain types of machines. I think that we need to go back to the old paper ballots. We need to get rid of Dominion, and there's another couple of other brands that are questionable as well. We just need to make these elections for Americans.
Remember the ones with the curtain that you'd pull the handle and the curtain would close behind you and you'd flip the little keys in there? I didn't have any problem with that.
No. We just have to go back to more simple stuff. And you know something, Captain? Back then, you knew who won or lost that night.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
Mm-hmm. So computers have not made things more convenient, right, by the way.
Well, this is one you're going to love. You probably haven't quite heard this yet, but Mayor Bill de Blasio, because of a little backhanded thing they did with the court, the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled that the vaccine mandate can now move forward, has given the hospital workers until the end of the week and the teachers until the end of the week to have their vaccine done or they are fired.
Well, I tell you what, Captain. Not only there, but in Michigan and many other great states around this nation, people are saying, you know what? Take your job and shove it. We're not going to get stuck with the jab. We're not going to take the jab. You're not going to force this on us. And there are many people that are willing to walk out. 52% of the nurses, for example, in a hospital called Beaumont in Michigan,
well,
not far from me.
They can't walk out. Here's my suggestion to them. Don't walk out. Get fired. Don't quit.
Well, that's what I mean.
Don't quit.
They're willing to get fired.
Yeah. And here's why.
Yeah.
They won't get unemployment if they walk out.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You have Governor Whitmer in Michigan saying, even if you get fired, I will fix it so you will not get your unemployment.
I see. I see a big lawsuit coming there.
There may be, but I'm saying that they're thinking on both ends on this situation.
Yeah.
And that woman is out of her mind, and she would try it.
Well, there's a governor in New York. She went religious on us and said, you don't believe in God.
That was enough to gag a maggot.
Well,
I saw that. As a Christian, I was so insulted. I was so insulted, Captain.
Yeah.
How dare she? She put herself in a position of almost being God.
Well, I thought she was standing in a pulpit in a church when I first saw her speaking,
yeah.
But that wasn't. It was something different.
Yeah, it was fake. But the thing, for her to use those terminologies to try to get people to take a jab, it's just an insult. First of all, it's an insult.
Mm-hmm.
It's an insult to the people. It's an insult to God. It's an insult just all the way around.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God. I thought that she'd be a tiny bit better than Andrew. Mm-hmm. But she's just a skirted version of him.
Now, let's talk for a second about the Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Bennett, who was at the United Nations. And he said, and I quote, "We will act alone if needed to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons."
And I think they are just about alone now because of the United States situation and Joe Biden's relationship with that country and those brutal, brutish leaders of Iran. And so I think they may be in forced to do it. And because Iran has promised if they get the bomb, they're going to be paying Israel a big visit. So,
well, Israel and other places, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have no choice. But the thing is, I think he's a little naive. He thinks that because now they've got a left, center, right government, everyone's at the table, Muslims and everything. Everything's just going to get just wonderful, and everyone's going to be just friends. And just wonderful. And just based upon this article that I've read here, and he just thinks that somehow magically they're going to get along, and it'd just be wonderful. It never has worked, and the reason why it's going to fail also is because he's comparing Netanyahu's strong stance against the enemies with hatred. Just because you stand strongly against an enemy, Captain, that doesn't make you full of hate. You're just trying to protect your nation. And these mix it up kind of folks like this Bennett. You know, you set your country up for a big heap of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
when you think that, we have to kiss their behinds and be really nice and be friendly to them. I'm sorry. It's not going to work.
Speaking of kissing something goodbye, California just made voting by mail permanent. And
I know.
That's horrible.
I know.
Horrible.
And it's like, they're sticking it to the Americans. And if you're an illegal, it doesn't matter. Hey. But that's what they get for voting.
There's no signature verification, no voter ID, no nothing. You can go there and walk in there with 100 ballots and say, where do I put them?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, listen, we'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I'll be on your show today. I'll be on the Ron Edwards American Experience today about 4:15 to about 4:45. So tune in if you can by going to theronedwards.com if you can't hear it anywhere else.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher, whose studio is right around the corner from me here in the flagship station, Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our pals down there at Dominic's Wines and Decor. Looking forward to seeing them again real soon. By the way, our lunches will start up again at Mixon's Fruit Farm on October the 7th, Thursday, October the 7th. So if you want to get involved in that, I put it up on the events page there of the radio show Facebook page on Facebook. Should be able to see it there, October the 7th. Be back down there at Mixon's. Now, the broadcast right now being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks in the south side of the street. There, look for the big 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam Red, White, and Blue and the American flag, too. And all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, say howdy, howdy to her, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, and good morning, George, the Godfather. By the way, George, I got your cup from Mission Barbecue. You left it there last week. I'll be bringing it with me. So there you go. And I got the coins in my pocket. Okay. Christine, what are you saying? So I can go to California. Yeah, you can, Christine. Yes, you can. Absolutely. Positively. You get a conditional ballot. Yep, you're right, Christine. And, by the way, is this where I say go, Bama? Because her daughter, I think, goes to Alabama, if I remember correctly. But anyway, I digress. Now, today, we're doing a Have Lunch with the Captain series, as we do Tuesdays at Mission Barbecue on West Waters here in Tampa. If you want to stop by, I get there about 11:30, and I'm there till 1:30. And stop by, and we have a great group there. We have some pretty stimulating conversations talking about everything you can think of at the lunch table there, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of different people stop by. We'll have police officers, fire department, veterans, military, civilians, whatever. And once in a while we'll get a liberal to sit down with us, but they're outnumbered. So that gets kind of interesting, if you will. And sometimes I'll surprise myself. We'll get somebody, they're a liberal, but they're not a liberal, if you know what I mean. They're actually more conservative than some of the conservatives. So there you go. Now, our commander-in-chief currently, or wannabe-in-chief, or call him whatever you want, but he's a chief, we'll go with that, is the liar in charge. This guy, I don't know what it is about it. I never have run across a president or any other politician that, regardless of what you ask him, he wouldn't take any blame for anything. He wouldn't. All it was, well, I'll take the credit. I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. But he won't take any criticism. And a reporter asked him a question the other day. Said, you came into office on a message of confidence and unity. We witnessed what's happened in the country over the past several months. We've seen the chaotic troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, the threat of the government shutdown right now, and Democrats, members of your own party, who are still divided over your agenda going forward. So what do you say to Americans who say that you have not delivered on that promise? Well, here's what Biden said. He says, take a look at what I inherited when I came into office. Well, he inherited some pretty doggone good stuff. All he had to do was continue to do what was there. He says, the state of affairs and where we were. We only had 4 million people vaccinated. We had no plan. I could go down the list. I'm not complaining. That's just the reality. He's a lying piece of you-know-what. What he inherited was a country in a good position because of the competence and efforts of the Trump administration. Fact, Trump was responsible for getting the vaccine in record time, starting to put it out in December. By the time Biden came in, he'd already been vaccinated. And in just that short period of time, the CDC said it had administered 16,525,281 doses of COVID-19 vaccine. Now, that's a far cry from the 4 million that Biden said. And as of the morning of January 20th, when he took office, they had then distributed 35,990,150 doses to people. And, of course, there was a plan, or this never would have happened. Hello! Joe Biden inherited the plan. He also inherited a system which was averaging administering shots at just under 1 million a day at that point, and had already achieved more than 1 million doses a day on several occasions during the Trump administration. But here's the problem. Biden didn't want to do anything that the Trump administration had done, because God forbid if they got any credit out of the deal. Because all they've tried to do is discredit Donald Trump, his administration, and everything he did, as has been illustrated with the 2 attempts to impeach him. And by the way, he has been vindicated several times over with the things that they tried to throw at him. Russiagate, for example, which, by the way, I heard somebody the other day talking about the Russians and Trump, and he's still involved, and he's this and he's that. That's nonsense. That's garbage. Absolute garbage. And if you believe that, then you better go hop on the boat and go back to wherever in the hell it is that your relatives came from. Because guess what? You're not standing up for America, and you don't know the truth, and we don't want you. Now, the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, proclaimed unvaccinated people aren't listening to God. What a thing to say. And then she may call in the National Guard to cover for the fired unvaccinated health workers, which all that's going to start on Friday. And then, of course, you've got dozens of Massachusetts state police troopers quitting over the COVID vaccine mandate. Same thing in L.A. with the fire department, the police department as well. The Pfizer CEO comes out and makes this comment. The most likely scenario is the annual revaccination for COVID. Wonderful. And Norway, they're all going to die there, right? They celebrated the end of all the coronavirus restrictions. They're not doing anything anymore, period, end of story. They're done. And good for them. And then you wonder why Joe Biden's approval has tanked to a record low. Where 58% in one poll that came out yesterday disapprove of what he's doing. He's so far underwater right now that he'd need four life jackets just to try to get to the surface. Unbelievable. And by the way, there's another new video angle which further debunks the claim that the mounted Border Patrol agent struck the migrant. Never did that happen at all, period. And let's not forget this either, folks. There's a new study out there that says Biden's agenda is going to kill 5.3 million jobs and generate another $4.5 trillion in debt if he puts through this stuff that he's talking about, the $6 trillion or whatever in the heck it's going to cost. It's going to get worse rather than better. We can't have this guy running the country for much longer. We can't. We can't afford it. You think you're paying high money or high dollars for stuff right now? Do you think you got a big expense going on? Gasoline's high, this is high, that's high. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm telling you. We got to get it right this time. So get together. Get with the like-minded people that are around your circle. Start forming, start planning, start doing things, start signing up more people. By the way, we need more people getting out of the Democratic Party. There's plenty of that going on, I might add. But I'll see you all today for lunch at Mission Barbecue, 11:30. And in the meantime, I'll see you tonight. God bless.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.